Scientists believe they are a step closer to finding the key to reversing the aging process. Their discovery could lead to a revolutionary anti-aging drug that could save or could help survivors of childhood cancers and even astronauts traveling to Mars.
My name is Benjamin. Benjamin Button.
How old are you?
7, but I look a lot older.
God bless you. He's 7.
Reversing the signs of aging has long been the subject of intrigue in the movies, but now scientists are making it a reality. Researchers at the University of New South Wales have identified a critical process at the molecular level that allows cells to repair damaged DNA. Dr. Lindsay Wu explains.
When we're young, when we walk outside, we encounter DNA damage. It happens all the time, every time we step out into the sun. And normally that's not a problem. Our cells are able to repair that DNA damage. But during old age, our ability to repair DNA damage declines. And the reason for that up until now has been unknown.
They identified a molecule called NAD as having a key role in controlling the repair of DNA.
So what we've found is that this molecule, this vitamin, if you will, it's the most abundant vitamin in our body, maintains this DNA repair machinery in an active state. So by boosting levels of this vitamin, you can improve DNA repair.
And when tested on mice, the treatment increased lifespan by 20%.
There have been a number of benefits. So, for example, their metabolism is improved, their blood flow is improved, they can run further, their vision is restored, they have improved memory.
Their research has been published in the journal Science, and Dr. Lindsay Wu says it could potentially also benefit cancer survivors, especially children who, through exposure to radiation, often have an accelerated aging process.
So their ability to repair DNA has been enhanced. And so what we can do is essentially blast them with radiation, and they don't get the side effects you would normally experience of radiation therapy.
The drug has also caught the attention of US space agency NASA, which is looking for new technologies to address the problems of space exploration. The University of New South Wales researchers entered NASA's iTech competition last year and won.
They're essentially looking for outside ideas to help people get to Mars and back. And most of the entrants in this competition were people who build spaceships, so Northrop Grumman, Boeing, companies like that. And we went in as a bunch of biologists. Now, essentially, in outer space, you don't have the protective layer of the Earth's atmosphere, which would otherwise protect us from the radiation that exists in outer space, cosmic radiation. And those astronauts are going to be experiencing cosmic radiation for 2 years in each direction, 2 years there and back. And this is going to cause a huge amount of damage to their bodies. And so, essentially, this will be a pill that hopefully the astronauts will take up with them to prevent that DNA damage from occurring.
The drug is yet to be tested on humans. Clinical trials will begin in the United States in Boston later this year.